What up, Grizz Nation?
Touchdown, Montana!
Yahtzee, baby!
All I have is one thing to say. The pride and tradition of the Montana Grizzlies will not be entrusted to the timid or the weak. Let's go, baby! Up with Montana, boys! It's go time!
Showtime! Welcome to the 2025 Montana Radio Program of the Year, The Daily Drive. Here's your host, the 2025 Montana Sports Team of the Year, Ace Sauerwein.
We are live on 92.7 FM and AM 1450. KGRZ, KGRZ, KGRZMissoula.com. The KGRZ mobile app as well. Welcome in to another live edition of The Daily Drive, Wednesday, June 24th, 2K26. On today's show, we got the voice of the Grizz, Riley Corcoran. He wasn't supposed to be on today. If you missed it, Riley and I played our team name game open championship last night. And we weren't supposed to hear from Corcoran until a couple weeks. But last night's team name game open championship resulted in a tie? We tied? We had a tie in last year's team name game open championship too, but we just kept going and going and going. I mean, Jackson and Henry, they played, 70 teams deep, but Riley was up against the clock. We were already against Fox Sports Radio at the top of the 6 o'clock hour. Jackson didn't have a tiebreaker prepared. Some guest he is. Some host he is, huh? So we tied, and that's that. We got to figure out a way to break this tiebreaker. Got to. We got to. You got to. Ah, a little. Chicks love that. That's Shrek. Today's Daily Drive is brought to you by Y West Storage. Secure, convenient storage solutions right here in Western Montana. Best give them a call today at 406-510-0590 and reserve your unit today. Yeah, Corcoran, we'll get him on the phone next segment before he heads off for the East Coast. He's heading out to North Carolina. Programming update. Beginning on Monday, we're off for a full week. Actually, it's over a week. We'll have a best of on Monday just to kind of remind you that we're gone for the week. And then we will not have a daily drive until Wednesday, July 8th. We'll be back Wednesday, July 8th. I'm going on vacation. And instead of putting together, five best ofs, we're going to have Fox Sports radio play during the 5 o'clock hour during that stretch. Today's program, courtesy of Quality Seamless Gutters, professionally installed gutters built to handle Montana weather. Give them a call today. You can reach them at 406-728-4002 for a free quote. Yeah, if you missed last night's team name game open, you can check it out wherever you get your podcasts, including the KGRZ mobile app. We tied. Corcoran and I tied. Got to come up with a tiebreaker. We'll figure it out. That's next. Two segments from now, we're looking at some Missoula Marathon history. Yistery. Some of the best times. Put that gallery together. It's up on our website and mobile app, KGRZMissoula.com. The best times ever at the Missoula Marathon. I saw the Missoulian. They came out today with an article saying that Mark Messmer, who has won the men's marathon each of the last three times, Mark Messmer will not be running in this year's Missoula Marathon. So that means I might have a chance to win this thing. My time, by the way, my half marathon time was 2 hours and 23 minutes. Yeah. kind of mean. Kind of mean to throw the drums in there. Listen, am I the fastest guy around? No. Okay. I want to open up the show talking about something that occurred two nights ago. We didn't really cover it yesterday because of the team name game open. Some Grizz football news earlier today as well. We'll cover that. Montana scheduled UT Rio Grande Valley, the Vaqueros, coming up in 2030 and 2031. Now, we're going to go to the NBA for this segment. I'm looking at my Giannis Antetokounmpo jersey hanging on the wall here inside the lab, the KGRZ studios. Giannis was traded back on Monday to the Miami Heat. Last night we went to the Paddleheads game and I was wearing my 2021 Bucks championship shirt. It's a cartoon Giannis and a cartoon Bango, the Bucks mascot. And they're cheersing. They're sitting on the word champs and they're cheersing. I love that shirt. But I wore it yesterday to commemorate and, put the Giannis on the Bucks era to bed. But I got asked by a couple of the, cashiers. When we went up to grab some drinks and some food, two different guys both said, "Hey, I see your shirt. I got to ask, what do you think about the Giannis trade?" And I said this to both of them. I'm glad it's done. The writing was on the wall. It had to happen. The Bucks the last couple years, it's just been a mess. They took a swing to get Damian Lillard. What was that? 3 years ago now? And it was working. They, for some reason, fired Adrian Griffin, who had the Bucks clicking, and then hired Doc Rivers, and that was a mess. But Dame, of course, blows out his Achilles, and he never played again for the Bucks, now with the Trailblazers. They didn't have the cap space. They didn't have draft picks. They were just trying to piece a roster together around Giannis, who did not play much this last year. The Bucks missed the playoffs. Giannis really hasn't participated in the playoffs now for four seasons. He's been hurt. Or the Bucks just didn't make it last year. He's entering the final year of his contract. He's 31 years old. As a Milwaukee Bucks fan and as a fan growing up that never thought the Bucks would win anything, I'm fine with this. Giannis brought a title to Milwaukee. He really brought a decade of great play to dominance. MVP, finals MVP. But you had to move on. So Giannis and Bobby Portis, they're the two that go to Miami. Bobby Portis was a big fan, a fan favorite too. And in return, Milwaukee got Tyler Hero, which is a fun story. He's from Milwaukee. Is it Khalil? I don't even know. Khalil Ware, Jaime Jaquez, Kasperis Jakunas. He's a Lithuanian. I don't really know much about him, as you can hear me butchering his name, but I've heard some good stuff. Draft pick that they used last night in the first round. The 13th pick. Which pick did they get for that? They had two picks. It was the Tennessee kid, Nate Ament. So they use that draft pick, they get this kid from Tennessee. Two first round picks in 2031 and 2033. Couple of pick swaps in 2030 and 2033 as well. Now, that's not a huge take home for getting one of the best players in the league. And that's been the weirdest thing to me is that people have forgotten how unbelievably dominant Giannis has still been when he's been healthy and when he's played. A lot of people think that, Gris Van Henry included, he thinks that that soft muscle injury that he's been dealing with, his calf injury, he thinks he's going to blow out his Achilles this year, which I think is a very grim way to go about it, Gris Van Henry, but whatever. You're entitled to your own opinion. People have really forgotten how good Giannis is. 31 years old, I know he's tail end of his prime. But as good as he is, I don't think the Bucks got as much as they could have gotten back. But here's the thing. It was down to Miami and Boston. Minnesota and Portland were kind of thrown around, but not really. It was really down to the Heat in Boston. And I would rather die than see Giannis on the Celtics. Don't like the Celtics. They've beat up the Bucks in the playoffs a few times. I'm good. I don't want to hear Bill Simmons talk about Giannis on the Celtics. Sure, they could have got Jaylen Brown, and they could have flipped Jaylen Brown for some picks. I don't want to see Giannis on the Celtics. So out of the two realistic options, I'd rather see Giannis go to Miami, get a couple of young guys, a couple of first-round picks, three first-round picks. Now, if I'm Miami, that's a question, does it fit? There's been a lot of... I'm not even sure if debate is the right word, because I think everyone is saying the Heat, they gutted their roster to get Giannis. They don't have Giannis, or they don't have a legit roster. They're going to lose some guys. They are going to have some relative no-namers in their starting five. Now it seems like Norman Powell might be gone. So you're looking at Giannis and Bam Adebayo. That is a hell of a front line. Hell of a front line. Defensively, I mean, Giannis, Bam we know is a great defender. Giannis is. Good luck trying to score on those two, first off. Outside of that, I don't know what you do. Bobby Portis really can't. Maybe you have Bobby start as the four, Giannis is the three. Norman Powell's getting up there at 33. Don't even know if he's going to be back. Andrew Wiggins is 31 years old. You could use him as a wing, sure. But how effective is he? But Davion Mitchell might be your starting point guard. Now it sounds like Nikola Jovic, he might be traded. As good as Giannis is, I don't think that's a championship-winning team. Could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Now that the Bucks are pretty much dead in the water, and they will be for some time, I would rather see Giannis go win a second championship. It's kind of the same thing with Aaron Rodgers when he left the Packers. I wanted to see Aaron win a title in New York. That didn't go well. And still Pittsburgh, if Green Bay doesn't win it, yeah, I'd be cool with Aaron in Pittsburgh, but you know the chances of that are slim. So I'd rather see Giannis win. What's bothering me, though, is just the... Yeah, maybe Giannis doesn't win the title with the Heat. But like Kendrick Perkins, he's on ESPN saying... You know, just what a hot take. Giannis isn't winning a title as a number one anymore. I have a couple problems with that. One, he already did, and people were saying up until he won, he wasn't ever going to win as a number one. So he's already proved people wrong. But number two, like, oh, wow, what a hot take to say that one team out of 30 is not going to win an NBA Finals. yeah. It wouldn't surprise me just based off the sheer numbers that Giannis in the Heat don't win a title. You've got SGA in Oklahoma City. You got Jalen Brunson in the Knicks just winning one. Boston will be back again this year. Who knows with the Sixers? I'm not sure if they're going to be good enough with Matisse Thybulle and if Joel Embiid is actually, you know, healthy. Tyrese Maxey is really what I meant instead of Thybulle, but... I hate when pundits do that. Oh, what a hot take. You believe that one of the 30 teams not going to win a championship? Wow, I'm willing to bet 29 aren't going to win a championship. You're just trying to create controversy. And you're trying to get a rise out of people like me. I'm sitting here like, yeah, okay. Whatever, man. The Timberwolves are going to be good again this year. Nikola Jokic in Denver, can't leave them out. Dallas gets a new head coach. Cooper Flagg in year number two. Like, there's a lot of really good... San Antonio, I didn't even mention the Spurs. I didn't even... What did I just list there? At least 10 teams, right? I mean, Golden State probably doesn't win, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe they bolster with Curry. The Lakers, didn't even mention the Lakers with Luka. They'll be a threat. So I listed 10 to 15 teams right now, and a guy like Kendrick Perkins is sitting there going, well, I don't think one of them are going to win. Oh, really? You don't think Giannis is going to win? Hot take, buddy. There's only five elite teams and 10 to 12 that I realistically could see winning the championship. I don't know. Hot takes. I don't like them. I don't like them just because they just... Anyways, those I'm not going to get into it anymore. Those are my Giannis thoughts, my Heat thoughts. Probably could have gotten more for him if he jumped on a trade opportunity earlier. Still got some decent return. The Bucks are dead in the water. Miami's at least got a fighter's chance. And I hope Giannis does well in Miami. That's where I'm at. NBA draft last night. I heard it was one of the Barstool guys said it on Twitter. I don't remember. Apparently the draft was not entertaining. Was not a good product on TV. Which you're talking to the right guy on that one. I've never thought drafts, award shows, never been my cup of tea. But AJ DeBonta, he goes 1, Darren Peterson 2, Cameron Boozer 3, DeBonta to the Wiz, Peterson to the Jazz, Boozer to the Grizzlies. What's the overall consensus on Darren Peterson? It feels like he's got a wide range of what he'll pan out to be in the NBA. A lot of people worried about his just maybe attitude. You know, we saw him just flat out miss time with Kansas because it just felt like he wasn't really into it. Is that fair? He goes 2 to the Jazz. That's kind of fun, though. That's shaping up to be kind of a fun team in Utah. It's not one of those teams that you're threatened by necessarily, but you're starting to see what they're doing with some of the young pieces. I mean, now they've got Ace Bailey, who they took last year, who had a lot of fun moments his first year. Kyle Filipowski from Duke, remember him? Keontae George. They got Jaren Jackson Jr. I forgot about that trade. Lauri Markkanen still on the roster, although I've heard him maybe thrown around as a potential trade guy. Oscar Tshiebwe, did not know that. But now Darren Peterson. So he got some fun young pieces. Maybe the Jazz could be good in, what, 3 to 4 years, potentially? 2 to 3? They'll probably struggle again this year, but they might have some glimpses. That's kind of fun. The Jazz, I mean, when was the last time the Jazz were good? With Deron Williams and kind of Al Jefferson? Early 2010s. Am I forgetting a Jazz team in there? Cameron Boozer to Memphis. I mean, do they keep Ja? That's kind of the first thought I had. Is Ja going to really be as good as he was? As Toby Keith once said, good as I once was. Caleb Wilson to North Carolina. From North Carolina to Chicago, rather. Keaton Wagler. That's an interesting one. Keaton Wagler at 5 to the Clippers. By the way, you know what really drives me up the wall? And Scott Van Pelt had a great feature on this right now. How can we still not figure out how to just put the right baseball hat on the draftee? And what I'm saying with this is, for instance, the Bucks and Heat, they trade for that 13th overall pick. Technically, Nate Amet was drafted by the Miami Heat, but not really because they were drafted by the Milwaukee Bucks. They just can't finalize that deal until, what is it, July 1st? Can't you say the Bucks are on the draft, on the board, on the clock? We all know he's going to Milwaukee. Why can't you just say that? Stupid. Really just drives me up the wall now that Nate Amet will technically be drafted by the Heat, and he'll have that Heat hat. Kobe was, you know, Kobe had the Hornets hat. Small pet peeve of mine. Some other notables, Darius Acuff Jr. to the Kings at 7. Yaxel Lendeborg, 11 to Golden State. Kind of fun. Spicy there. Did you see the video? The Golden State War Room, as they call it, the GM. And I think Kerr was in there as well. Everybody's arguing and bickering. It's, ooh, that's not a great look. Any other notables from last night? Alex Caraban, kind of funny, went 29 to Cleveland. Terrace Reed Jr., he went 26 to UConn, or I should say from UConn to Denver. Koa Pete, number 30 to Dallas. Okay, I think that's enough NBA draft pick talk. Let's get the voice of the Grizz, Riley Corcoran, in here. Got to settle things. What the heck are we going to do? We tied in the team name game. Drive is courtesy of our friends at Madhouse Farms. Locally grown products in Montana agriculture you can feel good about. Two convenient locations at the Y and down in Lolo. Okay, we weren't scheduled to have the voice of the Grizz, Riley Corcoran, back on for this week before we take off next week. Again, the Daily Drive will be off the air next week. We're just going to have Fox Sports running. Won't even have Best Ofs. I'll be gone from the 29th all the way through July 7th, so just a heads up on programming. And now we have a debacle, Mr. Corcoran, because the Team Name Game Open Championship held last night on the Daily Drive. It resulted in a tie. We have you on the phone because, you know, you're going to be busy the rest of the week and into the weekend, and then I'm gone for over a week. So I don't know what the heck we're going to do on this Team Name Game Open, but it resulted in a tie last night.
This was absolute madness, and I will say this. You and Brian Freeman love WWE and the scripted drama that comes with it. If there was some way we could have scripted a crazier finish, I don't know what it would be because of how it worked out with what we missed, how it came down to the end, beating the buzzer, and now the scheduling of all of this. We've got to figure out how the format's going to be. All I know is that trophy that you found is going to be sitting in the lab for a little bit. But I do think this can be the one thing that we can communicate with listeners. Over our extended break over the 4th, how should we settle this tie that was truly, I really can't believe it came down to that. Just straight to, we knew that it would be the slimmest of margins. Pulling out Johnson City, Tennessee, I mean, did you go back and listen to how we both kind of pulled both of those out? It was wild listening back to it.
I didn't, and I should have. Now, after you left the studio last night, Jackson and I were sitting around chatting, and he did say, you know, it is the FIFA World Cup right now. It would be pretty funny if we resulted in a tie. I mean, I don't think we can end it in a tie, can we?
I just, you know... I
was thinking is that, yes, it's the World Cup, and that would be a very cute homage to soccer and how you can result in a tie. The other, I mean, we were going to either later this week or probably more likely when I get back, we were going to start the World Series of Trivia, which I believe, now, I'm going to throw this name at you. We're going to do a trivia season, if you will, kind of Premier League, where we're just going to have a table, standings, regular season champ is crowned, the bottom two, you're relegated, you know, that thing. I came up with a name for it. I'm going to run it by you right now. I think a lot of this trivia, it's going to be categories, right? So, like, if two people are going to be in the same room, let's say it's you and Jackson, you guys will have to... Hold on. God, I'm getting choked up over here. All right, you guys will have to go through, you know, three rounds of categories. So let's say it's like NFL teams. You and Jackson are going to go back and forth, right? You'll say the Denver Broncos. He'll say the Chiefs, and back and forth we go, right? It's going to be categories, so I think we're going to call it the Daily Drive-agories. How does that sound?
I like it. I really do. It pops off right away. It's simple. You know that it's something different. I like it, Ace. I wouldn't overthink it.
Daily Drive-agories, and it's going to be category-based trivia, you know, just naming stuff like that. But the reason I bring that up is because we are going to get that started here in the next couple of weeks. But can we just move on past the Team Name Game Open Championship? If you know, we're resulted in a tie, it feels a little weird just to leave that unfinished.
Well, here's what I will say. I know Jackson is a soccer aficionado here of the three of us, but he's saying in true form of the World Cup, right? Well, if you make it to the championship of the World Cup,
that's a good point.
And it's a draw after 90 minutes, what do they do, Ace? They go to shootout. They do something to break that tie. So I don't think that we can cop out and do that. If we just want to say for the sake of the drama and that we're going to continue this on and it was me and you at the end, then I could say we just say, all right, we're ending this thing at a tie and we're starting it off the Daily Drive-agories with Ace and Riley kind of kicking it off. Think of MLB opening day with or the NFL opening kickoff, right, when you got the champion going on the first match. Kind of maybe we kick it off in a big way if we want to transition to that way.
Now, here's one thing. I was thinking I was not going to play in Daily Drive-agories just because I could host and, you know, I don't have to bounce between host and participants. I don't need Jackson to come in here. So I was just going to play the role of host and come up with 16 contestants. So I don't know if that's going to work either.
Well, okay. Then if that's the case, then I say we have to break the tie by you dueling the first episode of Daily Drive-agories with me. And then that's how we break the tie for the team name game as we transition into our new table, and you can host from there.
Okay. Yeah, we could do something like that.
That's how I would say it's problem-solving like that, or Jackson comes up with another 10 that me and you do the first time we can after the 4th of July.
Should I get Jackson on the phone right now, see if he can help us out here and come up with some tiebreaker?
Yeah, hey, why not? This is live radio. It's our final show. I'm headed to the East Coast this weekend. You're headed for a great adventure. We're all going to say so long till after the 4th. I think we call up Jackson. We settle the score right now, and we try and set our sights for the next time we come on the air in the early part of July.
All right, let's see. Hold on. Oh, God, we hung up on Corcoran. Ah, geez. Hold on. We got to get him back on now. Ah, this is just great. This is what happens. I try to call a second guy, and it falls. Hold on. Okay, we'll get him back up here. We'll get Corcoran back on. We'll get old Corky back on. I hope.
There we go.
All right, so I don't know. We're still rolling here on the Daily Drive. Hold on. Let me see. I think I have to lock your phone line in. Live radio, folks. Live radio. Let's see.
This is what you call a one-man band. Ace Sauerwein doing it all back there.
I'm scared to...
Producer, engineer, host.
I'm scared to hit another button here. I don't want to hang up on you again, but we're going to try something here.
All right.
Are you there?
I'm there. I'm here.
Okay. All right. I think you're locked in now. Let me see if I can. Okay. Can you hear the call tone right now?
Very, very faintly.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to call Jackson quick. We'll see if we can patch both of you together. All right. Hold on. What am I saying? All right. I might have to hit some buttons here, too, to see if you can hear. If I hit that, are you able to hear the call line right now?
We go. Okay. I'm on. Here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
You don't have an echo, do you, or anything?
Nope. This sounds great.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll see if he answers.
You're rolling. Watch him not answer and screw up this great piece of engineering.
All this for nothing. It's not looking good.
I feel like this is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when you're just hoping they answer. Regis is going, uh-oh, man, you're in deep trouble right now.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
All right. We better drop his call.
At the
I was gonna leave a message, but then I realized the automated voice would have said Jackson's phone number on the air, and I figured we shouldn't do that.
Hey, at least you were quick thinking on your feet like that. I like that. We're gonna. This will be good. Maybe if you really need another opinion, the man that loves controversy around the team name game, you could ask Nick Hallisby how this should be settled, because I'm sure that he would have a good option one way or another.
Okay, should I call him up right now?
Yeah, call up Halsey. He'll have no idea this is coming. This will be great.
All right, let's try this one.
This is how he... Let's go. Live radio. We are just opening up new doors here.
Yeah. We're cruising into the weekend already.
How will he answer? He's going to say hi, Ace.
Yeah, this guy, I don't know if it's coming from the daily or the KJRZ number, so I don't even know if he has it saved.
See, that's probably the tiebreaker. They're probably not going to answer because of that. Those guys.
Well,
it looks like we just need help. Our viewer, our listeners need to help us out over the break.
Oh, God, he didn't answer. Okay.
Whipping on them both. 0-2.
Well, we'll come up with a tiebreaker again. If you're listening out there, let us know if you have any ideas. We could just, I mean, we could flat out just do another round of team name game. Jackson comes up with 10 more. We could do a daily drive-a-gories to settle the score. We could do.
How about this? Do you have a buzzer? Can we get a buzzer? Because that would be the ultimate way to buzz in, Jeopardy style, to where he says East Tennessee State, one of us goes first. If you get it, obviously you get two. But if you miss it, you get -2. Mm. So you can't just jump in and go. Like, that could be a fun way to break the tie.
Yeah,
you could only do five of them, really. The five colleges or something like that.
Yeah, we could come up with a
shootout style.
We could come up with a buzzer somewhere, I think.
I think we got to we can have a bell system. A bell system.
Yeah, maybe a couple of bells.
Those bells are at the front desk. Yeah.
Oh, good point. Yeah, we do have we have one at the front desk. I don't know if we have two. Before I forget as well. Today's daily drive is courtesy of Campbell Kia of Missoula. New and pre-owned vehicles, great service and a no-pressure buying experience. Located off of Expressway and online at campbellkia.com. Yeah, it was pretty miraculous that both Riley and I got the same ones wrong, or at least, you know, the one where we differed was the AAA minor league team, Sugarland. Corcoran got the city right. I got the team name right. And then we got the other ones incorrect. But outside of that, we got the same ones wrong, same ones right. So it truly was story, WWE storyline, no doubt. Okay. We'll settle on a team name game open championship tiebreaker. What's going on this weekend? You're heading out to North Carolina, yeah?
Yes, headed out to North Carolina. Honored to go back to the NSMA Awards, and be great to hear Sean McDonough. He's the national award winner, and there's some fellow state winners that Mike Grimm, the voice of the Gophers, who you know well, know his voice well, that's for sure, and coming up with him again, and really looking forward to getting out there. So my wife, Mikkel, and I going out for the weekend, and we always say, as good Montanans, right, we want to be done with our travel by the time summer really hits here, and hopefully we'll do that. We get back here for the great month of July.
Yeah, congratulations, by the way. I know we talked about it before, but congrats on the NSMA, for those out there, National Sports Media Association's Montana Sportscaster, of the year. So congratulations on that. Is it Charlotte? Raleigh? Where are you headed this weekend?
We are going to Greensboro.
Greensboro.
So I appreciate that first off, but it's Greensboro. Yeah. So it's, you fly into Charlotte and then you take a little puddle jumper. It's the option of, do you rent a car and go 90 minutes or, Greensboro. There's a great Grand Over Spawn resort that, the host in the awards, and, it should be great. Everyone kind of funnels into, let's say, a lesser known location, and it really makes the event special because, you know, everybody that traveled there wants to be there, and should be a great night. That'll be on Monday to cap everything off.
Well, that's great, man. Do you guys have any, I mean, is it just that? Do you have any other plans when you're out on the East Coast?
You know, we're going to explore the area a bit on Saturday, and then Sunday kind of take in the resort a bit, spa, golf, all of those things, and then all the events. The social starts Sunday night. Honored to be part of a panel on Monday with fellow play-by-play broadcasters where we're going to get to review tape from upcoming broadcasters and give them kind of opinions right away in a form-like setting for a couple of hours and sit in on a couple of panels too. So it'll be just a great experience all the way around, but not much exploring. Shoot, by the time you travel all the way out there, right, and have to come all the way back, got about a day and a half of exploring and another day and a half of events. So hopefully a good balance for traveling all the way out there.
Yeah, there you go. Final question for final, I guess, topic that we're going to cover here, and I'll let you get going. But Grizz football, they got a future opponent now on the 2030 and 2031 schedule. So we're still a ways out, but Montana scheduled UT Rio Grande Valley, one of the newest Division I, heck, one of the newest just college football teams at any level. They're just entering their second season of college football. The Vaqueros, their volleyball team, was actually here a couple of years ago for a tournament. But yeah, they announced a home and home. UTRGV will be coming up to Missoula in 2030, 2031 down in Texas. I believe it's Edinburg, I think is how you pronounce it. You're down near the Mexican border, right across from Reynosa, Mexico. I assume you've never done any kind of a game down in Rio Grande Valley. What's the furthest south you've gone in Texas?
Oh my God! Without a question. I mean, this is essentially touching Mexico, Ace. That'll be a fun trip in the early 2030s. The furthest south I've ever been for a game is Houston. Everybody maybe doesn't think about it in terms of Texas, but Houston's really in the southeast corner, so to speak. So, done a game there. Southern Miss is probably close to that in Georgia. Those are the three that come to mind as far as basketball. But football wise. Shoot, this is going to be the furthest south by a long shot. I would say that just looking at a map, this kind of sounds wild, but Northern Arizona would probably be the furthest south outside of that, right? I'm thinking James Madison over in the 20, right in the playoffs, but that's in Harrisonburg, Virginia. It's kind of middle. So, yeah, I'd say Northern Arizona would be the furthest south right now, and this one will beat it, and I would dare to say that there's no way it can be top. This might be the furthest southernmost football field in the country. How about that for something to look up?
It is. It's really close. I mean, it's either that and, oh man, I'm just looking at a map right now, eyeballing it. It's either that or Miami, the University of Miami. And I'd have to look like where Miami is. It's in, what is it? Coral Gables.
Coral Gables.
Ah, that is close. Honestly, they might be on the same, what is that, latitude, I think? Latitude line? Am I looking at that right?
There you go.
Yeah, latitude. Longitude? Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's too bad that football's played in August down there because you look like you're like 20 minutes away from South Padre Island. That could have been a nice winter vacation.
Yeah, it's true. Summertime down there. That might be an interesting trip, Ace. That might be one that has some stories attached to it in terms of weather, geography, cuisine. So that'll be fun and unique, but I love it. Clearly the FCS ranks are growing through Texas with your Tarletons, your Abilenes, your Rio Grande Valley. So why not? Excited for a fun trip, and let's make it a home and home.
That'll be a lot of fun. All right, Mr. Corcoran, have a great time out on the East Coast, and we'll get a tiebreaker settled. We'll do something. We don't know yet, but we will get a tiebreaker for that Team Name Game Open Championship.
Sounds great. You have a great trip as well, and happy 4th to everybody out there.
All right. The Daily Drive continues on after this. Just a couple more days left in the week. A couple more shows until, heck, it's going to be the second week in July at this point. We'll see you after the break.
Hey, this is former Lady Grizz head coach Robin Selvig, and you're listening to The Daily Drive with Ace Sauerwein.
Today's Daily Drive and all Daily Drives, courtesy of our good friends at the Mo Club. Nothing pairs better with a game day than the best burger in town and a cold one on tap. You'll find both at the Mo Club. All right, final segment of the show. We still don't have a tiebreaker for the team name game open, but yes, we will be we'll be breaking that tie. We will eventually. Don't know when. Now Corcoran is gone. I'm gone next week. We'll get there eventually. And yes, Daily Drive of Gory's right around the corner. A new segment of the show. A new competition. Trivia. Yeah, we're just gonna have two contestants. It's going to be a league of 16 players. We're going to finalize the 16. You'll play probably once a month or so. We'll get things going here in July. Once a month up until, you know, maybe March or April. Maybe that'll be the season, July through April, something like that. I don't know. And it'll be trivia. Two people going head-to-head. I've already got a couple of categories down. And we're just going to go back and forth on answers. Whoever can give me the most answers, they'll get that point. We'll do a 2 out of 3, best of 3. I'm actually already starting to come up with a list of some categories, some Daily Drive-agories that I'm using, like Sporkle, you know, Sporkle, the quiz website, using that, a couple other sites as well. Here, I'll just, let me open it up quick. What do I have here? We're also going to do a non-sports segment during Daily Drive-agories. So I think the dream, I believe, is to go sports, non-sports, sports. That'll be how we play out each Daily Drive-agory. For instance, World Cup winners. Can you name every World Cup winner? I'll say that. Contestants will go back and forth, naming all 22, soon-to-be 23 World Cup winners. This is kind of a fun one I found. Can you guess the Major League Baseball team by all-star right fielders? So I give you the all-star right fielders, like right here. Charlie Blackmon, Larry Walker, Jeffrey Hammonds. You have to come up and tell me which Major League Baseball team had those three as all-star right fielders. That, of course, is the Rockies with Charlie Blackmon. So some fun sports ones like that. Non-sports, I found this. The 10 closest world capitals to Washington, D.C. We got geography. Name the elements. Just go back and forth naming elements. Whoever can give me the most elements of the 118 wins that round. WWE champions. That'll be a lot of fun. So yeah, we got Daily Drive-agories coming up here. Hopefully in July. All right, shifting gears, today's Daily Drive, courtesy of Stockman Bank, Montana's largest family-owned community bank operating across the state of Montana. Looking at the all-time records for the Missoula Marathon, these are, listen, a guy, I run. I've competed in a couple of half marathons, did not do well in either. A couple of years ago, I think my time was 2.5 hours. Last year was better, like two hours, 23 minutes. Because this year, or last year, rather, I didn't have to go to the bathroom, which was nice. Yeah. Looking at the top 10 course records, Matthew Adams has the record on the men's side and just the overall Montana soil record. 2 hours, 20 minutes, and 27 seconds. That was back in 2014. He is the fastest to ever run the Missoula Marathon. How about this? The next five all belong to Mark Messmer, who has won each of the last 3 years at the Missoula Marathon. Heck, he's actually won each of the last 4 years at the Missoula Marathon. 2 hours and 21 minutes and 13 seconds last year. 2:21:33 in 24. 2:21:36 in 2022. 2:22:26 in 23. And then 2:24 even in 2019. That's insane. The women's record, by the way, is Mariah Breedle at 2 hours, 43 minutes, and 30 seconds. Trisha Drobak, by the way, has three of the top 10 best times on the women's side of the marathon. Speaking of Trisha, Trisha's chatted with our own Dennis Bragg last month about the Missoula Marathon. Had a couple of, clipped a couple of her lines from that interview here.
We have set, I don't know if is this a new record or is it a record in terms of sellout, or explain what's going on with this sellout for the full marathon?
It's actually both, Dennis. So We've never had 1,700 folks signed up for the marathon, the 26.2 distance, before. I think the closest was last year, which at 1,500. So we upped the cap this year, another 200 people. So very exciting. I think the only time there's been a sellout was right after COVID. We capped it at 1,000 participants, just for all the reasons that we all remember COVID. Yeah. So this is, it's a really big deal. I'm really excited. We kind of saw it coming and we knew it was going to happen. We just didn't know the day. So it was really good to kick out that press release.
I know when we talked, a few months back, you kind of implied, you said, I think this could be a big year. And I guess you're a pretty good prognosticator there.
Sure. Yeah, it definitely, we've been trending in the marathon distance about 20% higher all year, which just speaks to our reputation and, of course, not just for the race itself and race logistics, but also the community as a whole. And people want to come to Western Montana. They want to visit here, and it's great timing right after school gets out. They bring their whole family. They do a girls trip. They do whatever. It's usually a group that comes, you know, and so that makes it that much more special, and it really just becomes a big party.
Yeah, the last best race taking place this weekend. We have a full list of events and road closures, by the way, even if you're not running or don't care to run, don't care about it, whatever. Road closures up on our website and mobile app that will impact you whether you want to go to the race or not. Events for the weekend, it starts on Friday, the marathon and half marathon both being on Sunday, but you have the you have the beer run, which, hey, that might be up your alley. Beer run on Friday night. And then on Saturday, you got the Tony Banovich 5K, the Missoula Kids Marathon, which I think is only a mile. Yeah, 1.2. Okay. So a lot going on this weekend, Friday through Sunday at the Missoula Marathon. Full details on everything marathon related on our website and mobile app. Okay, I think that's it for the show. Giannis, Corcoran, Grizz football, we did mention that. They schedule UT Rio Grande Valley for 2030 and 2031. Long time away. But, you know, still fun to talk about nonetheless. All right, we're done. Tomorrow on The Daily Drive, Sports Cinema returns. A unique Sports Cinema. Jackson Wagner will be joining me. But we also have my lovely girlfriend, Claire. Claire is going to watch with us, as is Jackson's wonderful wife, Taylor. So we're going to have both significant others on The Daily Drive tomorrow for Sports Cinema. We are watching the movie Love and Basketball. We've heard nothing but great things about it. Spike Lee produces it. Omar Epps is the star. Love and Basketball. Sports Cinema tomorrow on The Daily Drive. Talk then.